Hello, I'm Mikko Renkkö. I'm the program director of the master's degree program in international business and entrepreneurship at Jyväskylä University School of Business and Economics. Congratulations on passing the first stage of the student selection. You are now one step closer to claiming your place at the program. The next step in the admissions process is a video interview. This is not a traditional interactive interview. Instead, we want you to record a video where you talk about yourself. The video should be between 10 to 12 minutes and should consist of two parts. In the first part, you talk about yourself, and in the second part, you answer case questions. The first part should start by you showing your photo ID so that we can see that the person in the video is actually you. Then you should explain your background, tell about your motivation to come to study with us. Why did you choose the IB program? Why did you choose JSBE? And why do you want to come to Jyväskylä? Then tell us about your strengths and weaknesses as a student. Another important thing to tell us is your motivation to participate in our program. We are an intensive on-campus in-person program, which means that we require your presence at the Jyväskylä campus during the semester. How committed are you in doing this kind of studies? The second part is a case interview. We have given you a research article to read. The reason why we use a research article is that this program is research-based program and you will be reading lots of articles during your studies. Therefore, it is important for us to see that you can read and understand these kind of articles fluently. The case questions are given to you in the email that you received, but I will also read them out loud to you now. The first question from the article is, expert evaluators use intuition, analysis, and sense-making when evaluating the quality of ideas. What does each of these strategies enable an evaluator to do? The second question. The researchers use multiple methods to analyze the think-aloud data on idea screening. What role did each method have in the analysis? The third question. What kind of ideas do expert evaluators perceive to be of high quality? The fourth question. As a follow-up for this study, what would you like to research further? Even though we don't evaluate the technical quality of the videos, make sure that the video and audio are of sufficiently high quality so that we can hear and see you well. When evaluating the video, we pay particular attention to your critical thinking skills and your presentation skills. The email that you received contains information how to upload your videos after you have recorded it. Good luck in recording the video interview, and I hope to see as many of you as possible in the classroom in the fall.